Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning with the one intent of earning the right to be your best friend. We're here for 4 hours on a couple stations every Saturday morning and 3 hours on a couple other stations and 2 hours on a couple other stations. So we cover the airwaves Saturday morning for you, the Arizona homeowner, talking about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. And in this 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about home offices, just an ever-growing and expanding trend throughout America because of the portability of technology and the communication links that we have. We can basically work from almost any single particular place we are. One good example of that is you may think I have to come to this broadcast studio every Saturday morning to do the show. You know, I've done this show from the middle of the woods. I've done this show on a boat just off the Gulf Coast of South Louisiana. Sounds like I'm in the studio. You'd never know that I was waiting for my bobber to go down to reel in that next fish, but I was actually working. That's kind of the concept of home offices. We reached out to our niece, Callie, lives in Denver, Colorado, been married about 15 years to Luke. They have 3 kids. They both work from home. Incredible. That just picturing that is like a challenge to me. Just the other day, we have one final child at home, and in about another 7 or 8 months, Jennifer and I will be empty nesters for the first time in 35 years. And I was in there measuring her room. And she says, "Dad, I feel like you're measuring me for my coffin. You know, I'm counting the days to her departure to college. That's going to be my library. I still have books and books and books stacked in boxes and boxes and boxes that are just begging to be freed and put out on a display shelf some ways. So that's going to be my library." So everybody's got that one area of their home that they can use for home offices. Romy offices from home a couple days a week. We're bringing in Ann Lyons, senior design specialist and consultant from Rosie on the House Remodeling. Ann, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Great to see you.
As well as Mr. Stan Zimbrunnen, our vice president of everything.
Pretty much. Chief cook and bottle washer.
So listen, if y'all have a home office project you've considered, we're going to be talking through what our article in the Arizona Republic this morning talks about. And we're going to be talking about your experience as well. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Those that call in the 9 o'clock hour, your name will be thrown into a hat. And we've got a great Diamondbacks Padre game coming up here in a couple days. One of you calling in the 9 o'clock hour will, in fact, go to that game, courtesy of Rosie on the House and KTAR.
And not just calling with a question that gets on air.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to keep the lines open for the questions.
We want a call on topic, home offices, exactly. Maybe a particular humorous story. Romy, you were you got home driving, I don't know, what was that drive, like 16 hours?
You could make it nonstop. Start to finish in about 10 hours.
Oh, you can, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
that's minus four children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many hours did it take you? But I know when you got back, you had all this experience from the seed festival you'd just been through. You had a blog you had to write. I mean, you were home officing there yesterday trying to get some stuff done. But how was that?
Sticky. yeah, you got to, you know, it's actually why I don't work from home anymore, because I don't like to not give attention to Remy and Landry.
Okay.
I don't want them to think of Dad as somebody who just sits at the computer and doesn't have time for him or can't give him attention. So that's actually why I won't work at home.
Okay. All right.
But you're writing this article. Yeah, you got, Remy comes in, and he's so excited to be home. He's been gone for – this has been the longest he's ever been away from home. And, I mean, he cannot contain himself. Daddy, let's go play blocks. And we play blocks for 5 minutes. Daddy, let's go play with the train. So then we go over to his little train set and we're running the trains around. Let's go jump on the trampoline. I mean, usually he'll stay at one thing for hours and hours, but he was just, let's go run in the sprinklers. Let's go do this. Let's go. I mean, he was back in his own world. He couldn't sit still for 5 minutes. So.
Well, and that's one of the things that Callie talks about and one of the things that we mentioned in the article. You've got to separate your space. You've got to be able to say, hey, this is workspace. This is family space. You know, Callie mentions in her letter to us that, you know, the hard thing is because all the neighbors know that she and Luke work from home. They're constantly coming over, knocking on the door and saying, I've got to go to work, but since you're home all day, the plumber's plumber's coming to my house.
Can you let him in?
Could you please let him in?
They'll be there between 11 and 3. Can you keep an eye out on me?
A lot of demands on her time that way, just about how hard it is to separate it. I mean,
it's a discipline to let things, when you have that many little kids and things going on in the house, the laundry and the piles of stuff, that is a full-time job. And so to be able to push that off and focus and tune it all out and say, this is what I have to get done these couple hours, it takes an extreme amount of discipline.
You know, a peculiar segue is Jenny and Carol and I all went to go see a movie last week, and it was The War Room.
Yes.
And it is a very designated space for a very designated purpose, stripped of anything that could be a distraction from what you're going to that room for. And I think your home office almost has to be that. You were talking about, and your daughter works from home?
My daughter-in-law works from home. She has an office with a door. Shuts the door every morning, says goodbye to the kids. They have a nanny come to the house. Those kids don't knock on that door. They don't contact her. She does come out for lunch to have lunch with them and then goes back to work.
Now, what industry is she in?
She's in sales, solar sales. She works for a solar company.
Okay. All right.
But she sells to the big power plants and things like that. So.
Okay. See, I just the newness of the babies. I'm not at a point where I could discipline myself to not come out and play with my baby.
Too much temptation. Yeah. That's way more fun playing with the kids than it is working, right?
I didn't say she didn't miss them during the day.
Well, you know, it's funny. We're doing a pretty substantial remodeling job for a client down in Tempe, and he works from home. And similar situation, 8 o'clock in the morning, he goes to work, he goes upstairs, closes the door, comes down at 11:30 or 12 for lunch, goes back upstairs. And when he and his wife want to communicate, she calls him on his cell phone. She doesn't knock on the door. She doesn't bother him.
Interesting.
He works from 8 to 5. Or he probably starts earlier than that because he's in international sales as well. Right. And the East Coast, you know, he's probably up at 4 or 5 o'clock
in the morning.
Well, I was
going to say that when I work from home, I get up at 6. I go straight to the office, sit down at the computer, no distractions. Mm-hmm. I get so much work done in 3 hours. You come to the office and everybody's talking to you, you know, and having a good time. And there's a lot of distractions there. You can get a lot of work done at home.
But there again, the discipline factor enters into it. You know, you can't, and the distractions, you know, you got to cut them out.
Right.
My problem is our home office we have set up at home also is kind of like our reading room. And so there are too many distractions. There's a book of maps over here. There's, you know, the book I'm reading now, Dry River. I think, how did I get to that place? And, you know, then you've recently begun the hobby of geocaching.
Yes.
So, you know, we love geocaching. It's just one of those things you do when you get outdoors. So our dilemma at home is I have yet to really designate that finite space and eliminate all the distractions. That would be tough for me. But it's interesting how the client, what's his first name? I don't want to say his last name.
Greg,
yeah. How Greg has isolated his workspace that severe as your daughter-in-law, as Callie and Luke. Callie and Luke, what is Callie? What does she do? She's some kind of, how does a scientist work from home?
Well, she's a researcher. One of her points in there is about how she can be forgotten because she's not in the office.
Right.
And our Julia, you know, now works from Minnesota. And I know there are times that she gets missed because she's not there, you know, so that's another thing. You have to figure out how to make yourself a presence in your office.
And then her husband, Luke, what does Luke do? He does like video editing for ESPN or something, right?
Sports editor,
Yeah. What a job. What kind of job is that, Mike?
A fun one. He's got a happy face all the time.
And he's been doing that now for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So they work from home with three kids. It really is quite an incredible establishment.
And I don't, I'm sure they're not working on it now, or I'm not even sure she's with the same company. But one of the funny things I always like to, Callie's, the company she worked for at one point had a contract with the government of New Zealand to develop a food to reduce the amount of goat flatulence on New Zealand because of the amount of goat methane they had.
Oh, wow.
Now that's a...
That's Callie's claim to fame?
Yeah, goat fart sniffer.
That's a mission right there.
Well, her priority is her kiddos, so being able to stay home and work, that's a lot of people.
And they're young kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're little bitty.
They're like really young. I mean, they're like six.
You said three. I thought they only had two.
Three.
They're behind the times, babe.
Yeah, it's like six.
They have three kids.
One, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too busy, all of us.
Yeah, they
step
do.
Up, Romy.
I feel like the cousin of the year right now.
So we're talking home offices at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. If you have a dilemma at your home office, you can give us a ring. Let's see if we can't solve it for you with our design specialist, Ann Lyons. If you have any question about any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, or cabin, we also have Stan Zumbrunnen here, and we'll put all of our combined experience to work and try and get you the answer you're looking for. You know, one of the things I tell people now that we currently have a home office employee down in Tucson, you know, one thing she found out is, hey, Rosie, before you pick the room to use for your home office, make sure it's a room that has cell reception. go try on that room before you actually move in and set it all up, because the office, the room in her home that she picked to serve as a Rosie on the House home office, is the one room in her house that doesn't get cell reception.
Wow. Maybe she did that on purpose.
Maybe she did it on purpose. That's right. Hey, more when we get back. It's Rosie on the House. Stay tuned and give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. A call on topic earns you a right to put your name in a hat and draw for a Diamondbacks Padre game coming up this week, and they're great seats. You'd love the game. Back after this.